Today's Meshech Chachma, Parshas, what are we up to? Vayetze. Short and sweet. So the pasuk at the end of the Parsha tells us that Lavan got up in the morning and he was departing from Yaakov, so he kissed his wife and kids, blessed them, and went on his way. The pasuk says, Vayashav Lavan l'mkomo. And the next pasuk says, Yaakov halach l'darko. It's a pasuk that you may know from Tfilas Aderech, depending on if you say the Gimel Pamim thing or not. But Yaakov went on his way and met a bunch of angels, and said, this is a place where the Shechina is, and like Krashim HaMakom Ahu Machanai. So the Meshech Chachma comments on this, Vayashav Lavan l'mkomo, Yaakov halach l'darko. And he's medayek a difference between the two. He says, what is Vayashav Lavan l'mkomo as opposed to halach l'darko? Meaning they each went on their way. Why is one returning to his place and one is going on his way? And he said, Yaakov Avinu was a holy person. And Lavan had him in his house for a while. And that should have had an effect on him. It should have influenced him, inspired him, made him change his ways in some way. And the fact that he didn't is a sign of something deficient or lacking in Lavan. You see the Chachamim, you're supposed to become wiser, as a pasuk in Mishlei. Look at Chachamim and Chachim. You're supposed to become wiser. If you look in Ramban and Sforno on the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni, why do we go eat in Yerushalayim? Because if you hang out in Yerushalayim, you're going to see the Kohanim. You're going to see people who dedicate their lives to Avodas Hashem, and you will be inspired to better your ways and improve your ways. So this is an important part of life. And if we just go through certain experiences, and it may affect us in the moment, but it doesn't have any lasting or lingering effect, it's a problem. So Lavan, halach Yaakov, kasher halach Yaakov, when Yaakov left, shav Lavan l'mkomo arishon, he went back to his original place. Hainu matzavo hara b'deo midot, his bad place where he was. He was a Ramai, he was a trickster, he was Oev Mamon, he preferred Gashmias over Ruchnias, he did terrible things to get that money. That wasn't anything to speak of positively. And he left after his whole encounter with Yaakov. How was it? 20 years? And at the end of it, after that whole long process, he goes back to the same person he was. Yaakov Avinu, on the other hand, was a tzaddik and Talmid Chacham. So when he goes from chayil l'chayil, it goes from one place to another place, constantly going up another level. Talmidei Chachamim, ein lehem menucha ba'olam hazeh ba'olam hava, they don't have any rest. Why? Because they're constantly going up a level, to the point that the Torah tells us that as soon as he left, he met a malach. Why? Because he was going on another level. This was the next thing he had to do. There's already another encounter. And this is a very important lesson that the Meshech Chachma wants us to learn from these psukim. Lahavdil, I remember about 2-3 years ago, there was a toast for the yeshiva's kitchen, office, maintenance staff, and I guess before Shoshana must have been, and one of the Arab workers asked to get up and say something, and he said, you guys have your chagim now, we just had our chag, whatever it was, and chagim aren't something that you're just supposed to get through, they're supposed to change you and make you better. And all the Ramim and Rebbeim were there, and like, wow, that was a great Sichas Musar. Okay, so Lahavdil, he's just saying that about a time, a special experience you had. How about meeting inspiring people? I don't know if you know of a family in Yerushalayim named Machlis, or Machlis. So if you don't, you should speak to Rabbi Ryan about him. He's very close with him, and he'll send you there for Shabbos. They have Shabbos meals with over 100 people in their living room. And he's a real Rodev Shalom and Kariv and Abriot. And if you go there for a meal, like I remember having been there, and then the next day when a person I wasn't so fond of seeing, hanging around with, and I was about to give him the ignore him, and I was like, wait, what would Ramachlis do? I'm not saying that lasted longer than a week, but I'm just saying that there's certain people you meet in your life and they have this effect on you that's supposed to change something. I wanted to end with one last story. When I was Shana Aleph, I don't know if you guys know, but Rav Mordechai Friedman here, he goes to Bells for Shabbos with his shir. Okay, you've heard of it, you did it yet, it didn't happen yet, it's going to happen 2 weeks from now. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a story from my year on the Bel Shabbaton. We went on the Bel Shabbaton, and it's a wonderful, inspiring Shabbos. You have a meal with one family, and you see them all at a tish, or a shalashudas, and you dive in with them, and you just see their way of life, and it's really, really inspiring. Such that Motzei Shabbos, one of my friends, one of our fellow shearmates, he had made up, before going for Shabbos, he had made plans with his friends to go out to Ben Yehuda on Motzei Shabbos. That was what he was planning to do. And after that inspiring Shabbos, he decided, you know what? I have to go back to Yeshiva tonight so I could get a good night's sleep and be in Shir and Seder and davening, Yeshiva davening tomorrow morning. So he decided to do that. And sure enough, where he was planning to be, there was a big pigua. It was the time of the Intifada. And he was really shocked by this, because it was really like in the few feet on Ben Yehuda where he liked to hang out was where this pigua was. And he said, because he had spent Shabbos and took this lesson to heart of how can I spend Shabbos with all these inspiring people and not affect me, so he felt that he really attributed it to saving his life. So yes, it's a very important lesson. Yashav Avon Lemakoma, he just went back to the way he was. He met an inspiring person, it didn't do anything to him. Yaakov Halach L'Darko, he went to the next step. After one inspiring experience, you go out looking for the next one. Shabbos. Shavuot Tov and Chodesh Tov.